Radio on the Go News.
With Radio on the Go News, I'm Brian Fancher reporting. The Iowa Finance Authority Board of Directors announced the award of a total of more than $9 million in grants to 27 local housing trust funds to support local housing initiatives. The grant funds will be used for initiatives such as preserving aging housing stock, subsidizing local rental and down payment assistance programs, and supporting housing for persons with disabilities. The Homeward Housing Trust Fund, which includes Franklin, Hancock, and Wright counties, will receive $369,374, while the Iowa Northland Regional Housing Council Local Housing Trust Fund, which includes Butler and Grundy counties, will receive $357,626. In addition, the Nyacog Housing Trust Fund will receive $285,681 for Cerro Gordo and Floyd counties, and the Region 6 Housing Trust Fund, which includes Hardin County, will receive $337,295. Yesterday, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed a proclamation relating to the weight limits and transportation of grain. The proclamation is effective immediately, continues through January 1st. The proclamation allows vehicles transporting corn, soybeans, hay, straw, silage, and stover to be overweight, not exceeding 90,000 pounds gross weight, without a permit for the duration of the proclamation. This proclamation applies to loads transported on all highways within Iowa, excluding the interstate system, and those which do not exceed a maximum of 90,000 pounds gross weight. Wednesday afternoon, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department arrested 29-year-old Jenna Germanson of Hampton, who was wanted on a warrant for a probation violation from the original charge of third-degree theft, Germanson being held at the Bremer County Jail. The Wright County Board of Supervisors this week appointed Brenda Maxheimer as a civil process server and secretary in the Wright County Sheriff's Office, effective immediately. In other business, the Wright County Board of Supervisors received an update from Upper Des Moines Opportunity Incorporated. The organization requested an amount of $14,000 from the county, with no action taken by the board. This week, the Floyd County Board of Supervisors held a special meeting and received a report from the chairman of the county's Temporary Redistricting Commission, Mike Stout. Stout presented the commission's precinct plan and commented that no citizens of the county attended their meetings. The commission held their public hearing on November 29th with no objections and voted to recommend the plan to the supervisors. The Floyd County Board of Supervisors accepted the commission's plan. We'll hold a public hearing on the plan December 14th at 1:15 p.m. The current job market in North Iowa shows some people leaving their jobs to pursue another career or not working anymore, which is putting a strain on almost every type of business looking for employees. The Iowa Works Operations Manager in Mason City, James Arvinson, tells Radio On The Go News that the pandemic is one of the reasons behind an unusual time for workers and their employers.
I think a lot of people who were close to retirement during COVID decided to maybe retire early. They're looking to backfill those jobs. There's also been a big issue, and employers are definitely aware of this as well, finding childcare. A lot of childcare centers in the area, as well statewide, have closed down, and it's been a lot harder for people to find childcare. I think one trend we're seeing is a lot of families who've previously dual-income households maybe have found a way to make it work where one person can work full-time and the other person stays home to take care of their kids rather than paying for child care.
Now, he says one sector of the local economy needs more workers than others in the healthcare industry.
They've been doing a lot of work to keep the wages up. Wages are still very competitive in healthcare, but it's always been really difficult, especially with some of the, you know, higher level like nursing type jobs, things that require some technical training, getting people. You know, healthcare has kind of looked scary from the outside looking in. I can't imagine what it would be like working in a full hospital with an emergency ward that's completely full. Some people might feel a little scared off from the industry, but there are definitely a lot of opportunities out there. And it seems like a lot of healthcare providers are looking for not just people who already have the skills they're looking for, but people that they can train.
Now, for more information, go to iowaworks.gov. That's iowaworks.gov. Wednesday night, the Rockwell City Council accepted the resignation of Councilmember Larry Wentz, which is effective December 31st, 2021. This will start the council's process with their intentions to fill the vacancy. This year marks One Vision's 26th anniversary of their Festival of Trees celebration. More than 100 Christmas trees, wreaths, and swags of all sizes will be on display and for sale at One Vision's Kinney Lindstrom Center in Clear Lake today and tomorrow. The festival is a fundraiser for One Vision, a nonprofit organization that supports more than 400 individuals with disabilities throughout 30 North Iowa communities. Proceeds from the event will benefit services for those supported by One Vision. The opening night gala for the One Vision Festival of Trees is today from 5 until 8 p.m. Tickets are $45 in advance and $50 at the door. Tomorrow, the festival will run from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. with admission being $5 per person. The Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake is lining up concerts for 2022. The latest announcement concerns a concert by Lita Ford with Jack Russell's Great White that is set for January 14th. Tickets are $35 in advance and $40 at the door the night of the show. Tickets for Lita Ford with Jack Russell's Great White went on sale at 8 o'clock this morning. And for more information, go to surfaballroom.com. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is Iowa State University Extension field agronomist Angie Rekins, who will review the just completed harvest and what 2022 may hold for farmers. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available under the News tab at radioonthego.com. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 54, and the low of 29. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting.